Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, my guest is Herman Martyr. It's a name that you probably don't recognize, but he's a very influential man in a very interesting segment of the Christian community. We're going to talk about Asian Americans, and you're going to want to hear what he has to say, especially as it regards the upcoming presidential election. So stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangelical Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the chaplaincy training program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back and welcome to you, Herman. I've enjoyed getting to know you and learned a lot about Asian Americans.
Yes, definitely. We are called the invisible minority, but we've been in existence for a long time. We've been in America since the 1600s, actually. The first ones came here during 1673 because of the galleon trade from Mexico to Asia. And so we've been here for a while now, and we've been part of the American dream and helping build America since the inception.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of the minority groups are kind of clamoring for attention or clamoring to have their issues heard and dealt with. But you're right, the Asian Americans are very, very quiet. What's caused you to step forward now and to take such a leadership role?
Well, I believe right now Asian Americans is the fastest growing racial minority or racial group in America. In fact, there's a survey that we're the biggest taxpayer among the minorities, all of them combined. And the buying power of Asian American will reach about $1 trillion in 2017. We're the second biggest taxpayer in the nation, but we didn't have a voice. And we felt like that our values are pretty much the same in a sense of conservative, pro-family, pro-life. But we have never been included in the process. So we love this country. My grandfather fought during a war in the Pacific and died for this nation. So we believe it's about time for us to speak and stand up for this great nation of America.
Well, I agree. It is time. And I'm so glad to see that you're taking an initiative. And as I've gotten to know about the Asian Action Network, I found out that you are in 27 states and that
That's
you represent
correct.
5,000 to 6,000 churches, but also nonprofit ministries and also for-profit businesses.
That's correct. We've been doing a lot of different meetings all over the nation for the last 10 years now, networking Christian leaders that are, I believe, strategic in the seven mountain sphere of society. And we believe that God has placed those leaders on specific places and to influence people for the kingdom of God.
Well, in my hometown of Orlando, Florida, it's become an international city in the four decades that I've lived here. I mean, we have a Hindu temple and a Islamic mosque, or actually several. And it's been kind of interesting to see, you know, largely with the tourism trade, but also people moving here. We even have a little Saigon, and it was from Vietnamese refugees that moved here in 1975, about the same time that I did. And a lot of them were affiliated with the Christian Missionary Alliance. And of course, when Vietnam fell, the Christian Missionary Alliance tried to get a lot of their people out because, of course, the persecution that the communists did of the Christians. So these people were poorer than poor. I mean, they had nothing but the clothes on their back.
That's right.
Now they are entrepreneurs and businessmen, and they're sending their children to Harvard University. And there's a thriving little part of Orlando where there's Vietnamese restaurants and grocery stores and businesses of all kinds. So I just mentioned that that is what I'm most familiar with. But you're right, these immigrants come here and they work hard and they enjoy the American dream, and the next thing you know, they're prospering.
Definitely. You know, one a member of our network, they have about a network of about 2 million Vietnamese Americans, and I do a podcast for them as well. And the reason why they're active now, in especially in the political process, because they're concerned about the direction of the country. And they see their children growing up in society that is void of God. And pretty much the very fabric of our nation has been systematically demolished. And they see it. And therefore, they're concerned and say, you know, our kids are Americans. They're not going back to Vietnam. They're Americans. We want to leave a legacy behind, and we want our children to grow up in an America that honors and glorifies God. So that's the reason why they're so concerned now, because they have been quiet for a long time, including the Indian Americans and Filipino Americans. And now I believe we can become a swing vote for this coming election, and to take this nation back for the purposes of God.
Well, let's talk about that, because this is a very contentious race already, and some people are saying that the Democrats are going to win, and some people are saying that the Republicans will take back the White House. What do you think, and who are you supporting, and why?
I have endorsed Donald Trump. To tell you honestly, Steve, I helped Ted Cruz's campaign, because I believe that he was a fit for the values that we represent as Asian Americans. But after what happened in Indiana, we talked, and in fact, some of Ted Cruz's team said, Herman, you're free to choose if you want to support another candidate. And so we prayed, and I asked the leadership, and we said, there's only one person I believe that can win this election and can help turn this nation back to God, and I believe it's Donald Trump. And so since then, we have been promoting and helping mobilize Asian Americans all over the nation to stand up for America and support the campaign of Donald Trump.
Well, that kind of surprises me in a way, because Donald Trump has not been known to be an evangelical Christian, for example. So, you know, talk to me a little bit about your thought processes and how you made your decision and how you think other people should decide.
You know, as a pastor, I said to a friend of mine, I said, we need to seek God, and we need to ask God, how can we affect this nation in a positive way, and how can we help turn this nation back to the righteousness? And a friend of mine talked to me and said, would you be open to meet with Donald Trump? And I said, if God allows it, I want to. And so the door opened. God opens the door. I believe it's Isaiah 22:22. God opens the door that no man can close, and close the doors that no man can open. And I was reading the Word of God, and the Lord showed me about the life of Daniel, and the Lord showed me that we're living in a Daniel moment in history. that we're actually, our nation has been influenced by godlessness and people coming over here and promoting values that doesn't represent the kingdom and doesn't promote Christian faith. And so I said to our leaders, I said, we need to choose a candidate that has a chance to win and take this nation back. And when we met with Donald Trump, I told Mr. Trump, I said, Mr. Trump, we want to start supporting your campaign. And we want to let you know that that we are a perfect fit, especially for Republicans. And Steve, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the Republican Party has ignored Asian Americans for a long time. When I talked to one of the heads of RNC, they said it's a given. You know, Asian Americans will always vote Democrats, and I said you're wrong. It's because that 89% of Asian Americans believe in God. We believe in God. Many of them professing Christians. And the reason why some of them voted Democrats is because nobody reached out to them. Asian Americans, whoever reaches out to them, that's who they'll support. And so when Obama tried to reach out to Asian Americans, many of them didn't agree with President Obama then, but they voted for him because they felt they were part of the process. So this time, a lot of them are so angry and say, we don't want this to be repeated again. We don't want this country to be destroyed, and we don't want this country to head in the wrong direction. And so we decided to support Donald Trump, and I believe we will help turn a lot of the key states, swing states, and win it for him.
How many voters are there representative with Asian Americans?
The registered voters about 5 million. The unregistered voters about 7 million. So all total is 12 million. But they located in the key states in the nation. In fact, the reason why President Obama won the last two elections because of the vote of Asian Americans, 10% of the votes, vote of President Obama were Asian Americans. So I believe we're strategically placed in the key states in our country.
I was listening carefully. It sounded like you have more unregistered voters than registered voters.
Definitely, and that's the reason why we have been actively registering people. For the last 5 years, that's what we've been doing. We've been registering Asian Americans, and the reason why they're active right now because we have been educating them and making them part of the process. And so a lot of them right now have been are registered to vote in this coming election.
Well, this is all very interesting, but I'm sure that some of my listeners will be wanting to get more information. Tell them how they can learn more about the Asian Action Network, and especially what you're doing during this election season.
Well, we're in D.C. We're meeting with about 200 of Asian American leaders and strategic leaders, and we're talking about how to mobilize our states and how to mobilize our voters. And if you want to get involved, I want you to encourage, if you see an Asian American, encourage them to go out and vote, or encourage churches, pastors, and leaders to get involved. They can go to our website, it's asianactionnetwork.org, or they can send me an email or ask me questions, and we have people that can help them get the church involved and sign up the church and churches to be part of this coming election as volunteers. And so we have people that are ready to go to work and we're ready to save this nation if given a chance. So if you have a friend who's Asian American, I would encourage you to reach out to them and let them know that they too are part of this of America. They too has a place in this nation, because I believe if we can work together, If we can work together, we can turn this nation around, and we can see revival in this nation.
Well, I believe that too, and of course, that's something that we who believe in Jesus all want to see, and I just admire you so much for taking leadership, for stepping up, for helping to change the direction of what's going on. And, you know, if someone is an Asian American or a member of some other group, we can all try to influence those in our circle. And you're such a great example of that. Thank you for being with me today on the Strang Report.
Thank you, Steve. And keep praying for this nation. And I believe we're in the kingdom for such a time as this.
Amen. I believe that, Herman.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.